This is GQDN for Thursday, April 4th, 2024. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/thegroupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those delicious drink mixes. It gives you energy when you drink it. Then you go to swiftenergy.gg. Get them there. Then you put in the code QUEST. It's a promo code, and you get 25% off of your purchase. Really good stuff. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. Ooh, once again, good stuff. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we have some Elder Scrolls Online news. We got some POW World news. And we got some Final Fantasy VII news as well. But today, we begin with two articles. Polygon and Eurogamer both said that a suspect has been arrested in Japan who is behind the Nintendo Live Tokyo cancellations. Now, because of the death threats, Nintendo canceled the Nintendo Live Tokyo 2024 event that was planned for January, and that was due to, quote, persistent threats targeting our employees, statement from Nintendo, end quote. And the Splatoon World Championships were also postponed. Now, a Japanese newspaper, Kyoto Shimbun, via 4Gamer, said that a man that was around his 20s has been arrested because of the threats. In fact, he was 27 years old, and he was arrested due to the threatening the Nintendo staff and the spectators. Now, Nintendo of America did confirm the arrest in a statement to Polygon, and that was where a representative did also say that the Japanese headquarters, quote, was receiving constant threats targeting its employees and most recently received threats targeting the spectators and the staff of Splatoon Kushin 2023 Grand Final. So here's the full statement. Quote, Nintendo's Japanese headquarters was receiving constant threats targeting its employees and most likely received threats targeting the spectators and the staff of Splatoon Kushin 2023 Grand Final. Given the threats, Nintendo postponed and canceled the series of events and has been in contact with the police ever since. Nintendo is extremely thankful for the investigation and the efforts made by the police on arresting the suspect. Nintendo's Japanese headquarters will continue to cooperate fully with the police investigation. But this is reminiscent of another incident a few years ago. There was a Kyoto animation arson attack that killed 36 people and injured many others. The attack was one of the deadliest in recent Japanese history. That suspect pled guilty and was sentenced to death in January. After that attack, the police treated the threats with, quote, heightened seriousness. And the police have arrested several people that were made against both Sega and Square Enix. Now we get to some regular stuff. So if you're looking forward to the Future Game Show, the Summer Showcase 2024, that'll be broadcast on June 8th. Now this comes to us from GamesRadar.com, and there could be 40 games that will be coming to PlayStation 5, Xbox, Switch, and PC, and that's what GamesRadar is going to be going over. Now, they are not telling us what the games will be, but they did say that last year, the Future Game Show Spring Showcase did reach about 8.5 million people, which was up 46% year on year. And they're anticipating that this summer showcase could be the biggest, most varied show yet. So we shall see what happens. Now, the event will be broadcast on Twitch, YouTube, and Facebook, and basically all the major streaming platforms. And you will see what will be going on June 8th. Well, that June show, that live show is going to be big with those games. We are big with this one. At least I am. PushSquare.com did say that Final Fantasy VII's Rebirth Platinum Trophy bug will be fixed in the next patch. And Final Fantasy VII on Twitter did say, quote, we are aware of an issue stopping progress in the Can't Stop, Won't Stop side quest. This is scheduled to be fixed in the next patch. We sincerely apologize for the inconvenience this has caused. Thank you for your patience and support while we work to address the issue. Now, what they're talking about was a glitch that was blocking players from unlocking the Platinum Trophy. And like what they said, it'll be in the next update. So we'll see what happens. Push Square also did say that the PSVR 2 did hit the C Smash VRS and got squashed flat with the new Dimension update on PlayStation 5. The game is what they're talking about. C Smash VRS is a part of the revival of the Dreamcast cult classic Cosmic Smash. It did launch last summer, and the sci-fi spin on Racket Sports did have some post-launch updates and added some features to improve the experience. But a major update will make the game accessible for many players, and that will be able to play on the PlayStation 5 without the headset. The version will be called C Smash VRS New Dimension. It'll be the same game that can be played from the PSVR 2 or on your TV or stream to PC. It'll be like a normal game. And the camera will be set back to a third-person view. So, if you like that stuff, have fun with it. Now, Game Informer did say that Senua's Saga Hellblade 2 has been locked to 30 FPS on Xbox X and S. There has been some more previews for said game, and they were dropped today. And they found out that it will run at 30 FPS on Xbox Series X and S. And they were speaking to the German publication GamePro. Hellblade 2 visual effects director Mark Slater-Tunsell did confirm that the game will run at 30 FPS. And that will go with the dynamic scaling for Xbox Series X and S. So, there you have that. But we're not done with Ninja Theory, though. Game Informer did say that the co-founder of Hellblade, director Tamim Antonatis, is no longer at the studio. And he was a co-founder and Hellblade's Senua's Sacrifice writer and director. That's what he was at the company, but he left. In fact, Polygon saw that on the hands-on preview of Hellblade 2 at the Ninja Theory's Cambridge, UK-based studio. And there was no trace of Antonatis. Now, a spokesperson for Xbox did confirm that he was no longer working at Ninja Theory. So, where is he going? And what will he be doing? No news about that just yet. But when we find out, we'll let you know. Now, Kotaku did say, in the game that I do play, Pow World is getting its first raid boss and is now available in the latest patch. And this patch is a big one. A big one. It's bringing a new host of new features, Survival Sim, and it meets us, the Monster Catchers. Now, it's still in early access, as well Power World is being updated by the developer Pocket Pair. But this may be the thing that will get people in, because now they get the first raid boss, and that will offer players a challenge like they have not ever seen before. Are you weaponized? Do you have the proper weapons for your pals? Oh boy, game is in early access, but that is indeed coming. Now, the update is 2.0.6, and it's now live on Steam, and it does bring Belinor, that's the raid boss that was first announced on March 15th, and it is summonable by using the slabs in the new summoning altar, which will trigger the raid fight. Now, the boss pals like Belinor will not be capturable, but you can just focus on dealing as much damage as possible just to take her down as quickly as possible. But your reward for defeating the boss will drop pal eggs. Then you can incubate the hatch for your own Belinor. There will also be an extreme version for the fights, but Pocket Pair did say, quote, "It is incredibly powerful and difficult to defeat." Now, you want to be around level 40 to face Belinor. And that's before you can challenge her. You'll have to first craft the Belinor slab, which can be done by collecting the Belinor slab fragments from treasure chests on the high level dungeons. Then you have to craft the summoning altar at a base. So be careful, when you face her, because she can destroy your base if you summon her in the wrong place. Be very careful. Now, according to IGN.com, there was some gameplay that was canceled for the Nolanverse Batman game, and Monolith said, well, we're going to turn this into Middle Earth. And that's essentially what they did, because there's a whole string of tweets by Spidey Ranger, and that's what Spidey Ranger was going over from the Batman game all the way down to the last tweet. Quote, Warner Brothers didn't think that having two Batman gaming franchises was a great idea, so the Batman game was retooled as a Lord of the Rings project, and that's how we got Shadow of Mordor, Game of the Year edition, is what they showed. So, there's indeed that. Nice little tidbit of information for you. We will end today, not with sales, no. The Elder Scrolls Online devs from PC Gamer did hire a modder from one of the other popular add-ons from the game. Now, truth be told, this does happen, because if the developers do see that the modders are doing a better job at the game than what they are, they could either copy the mod or hire that mod in. And that modder was named James Sammartino, and now he's a UI engineer. When he was doing the modding, he was called Cardinal05. He was the co-creator for the Essential Housing Tools. Now, Rich Lambert did talk to PC Gamer and was talking about that. So here's what Mr. Lambert did say. Quote, we ended up hiring him as one of our UI engineers. He obviously super passionate about the community and super passionate about ESO. It was really cool to get him on the team and have him jump in with both feet, wanting to do everything he can to help the community out. And Lambert also said that there were some features from the mods, like the essential housing tools, that they wanted to incorporate. Well, we'll see if he does. We'll have more news tomorrow. This has been a Dawn Forge production, 2024. All rights are reserved. Go play some games, people.